Don't live in campus oblivion. Know what's happening on your campus. Tune in to Breaking Ground, Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m.
Do make sure to be part of the conversation on the socials at VAFM rather, and at VAFM News _. Don't forget to hashtag Breaking Ground, and don't forget to help a sister out by hashtag Ending Poverty Period. Now, Breaking Ground took to the streets of Bromfontein to find out whether Bromfontein residents follow interview requirements or not, and why. And here's what Bromfontein residents had to say.
I do follow interview requirements. But then currently, I'm still studying, so I haven't got any qualification. But then I do observe on how they go about the process of hiring and stuff, because I'm planning to at least, I want to study with internships and learnership for an experience after I've completed this program that I'm doing, which is currently public administration. So yes, and I'm looking forward in seeing on how things are done in order to promote and alleviate people from getting jobs.
Yes, I do. It helps you a lot, especially when preparing for an interview. So, for instance, training and the requirements for interview, when questions are asked, you usually prepared. So that's why I follow them, because it does assist you somehow.
Now, to have more on this conversation and on this matter, we are joined by Michelle Dobson, who is the head of brands of a global leading e-recruitment company, Sowan Group. Good evening, Michelle, and welcome to Breaking Ground.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So, Michelle, can we just quickly talk about the difference between a CV and a resume? I've heard quite a lot that there's a difference. Some say there isn't. Can you please just clarify this for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we in South Africa tend to use the terms quite interchangeably, actually. I know in some European countries and in the States, you know, they talk quite specifically about a CV being your full history, you know, incorporates all your qualifications, your work experience, references, etc. So it can be quite a comprehensive and lengthy document. Mm-hmm. Whereas a resume tends to be a summary of your skills and qualifications, probably tailored more to a specific position. So it's generally only one or two pages, and often that can be kind of summarized down into your cover letter. But as I say, we tend to use the terms interchangeably. So, you know, in my opinion, if you are asked to submit a CV, rather work with the resume kind of format. Rather than making it a long, you know, long, complicated document, recruiters get a lot of applications. So make it short, punchy, tell your story, list your skills. Your job with your CV or your resume in this case is really just to get in front of the interviewer, and then you can take them through, you know, everything that you would ordinarily include in a full CV.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go deeper into that. What are the most important details that one should include in their CV when they're applying for jobs?
So I think a good point to make at this time is that your CV is really only half the battle won. You know, recruiters are using online recruitment platforms like Career Junctions. So you need to pay attention to what your online profile looks like. And your CV is only a small part of your online profile. You know, gone are the days of sort of old school job boards where recruiters would post a job vacancy and a candidate or a job seeker would come along, see that they were interested, and then submit their CV. You know, we now have sort of very sophisticated job matching technology, and it does all these amazing things in the background to help recruiters and job seekers find a better or more suitable match, so that recruiters obviously find job seekers that are suited for their role and also for their company culture. And, you know, that works in the favor for job seekers as well, because that makes a happier employee once they're employed in that business. So your online profile with an online recruitment platform is just as important, and you should pay just as much attention to that as your CV. But as I say, your CV is really, you will, on your online profile, recruiters don't only advertise jobs. They also search databases for suitable candidates. In fact, you know, a large proportion of them search databases for suitable candidates. So by creating an online profile on a platform, a recruitment platform like Career Junctions, you are basically giving yourself a better opportunity of being found by recruiters. So you need to complete that online profile in as much detail as possible. You know, it can often feel like quite a hack because there's a lot of information that's requested, but pay attention, you know, give it due diligence, give it the time, give it thought, give it effort, all of those fields that we would request on our platform are basically fields that can be used by recruiters to go and filter job seekers and candidates, you know, to match the job vacancies that they have. So you want to complete that online profile really in as much detail as possible. You know, there's a section there that asks about your skills. We often get people just listing their hard skills, their qualifications, and completely forgetting about soft skills as well. You know, and especially for graduates that don't necessarily, you know, have those hard skills from tons of work experience, those soft skills can really help you shine and make the difference, or kind of, you know, put your best foot forward relative to other candidates that are applying for that same position. So, and then, as I say, the CV is a very important part. You know, we often get asked, why do I have to go through this whole process of creating this online profile? And the last question is, please upload your CV. So there is method to our madness. that CV can be used. So your CV is also a bit of an opportunity for you to create, you know, a little bit or to showcase a little bit of your personality, which you can't necessarily do in those fields, those kind of hard and fast fields that we request. And it's also an opportunity to showcase, you know, sort of passion projects or other things that you're involved in, a little bit of your personality outside of just your qualifications, your skills and your work experience. So I would say that CV, you know, give your CV a lot of attention. Make sure it's short, concise. It tells a really good story of growth. You know, if you haven't gone into the world of work yet, then talk a little bit about why you chose your particular field of study and, you know, what you're expecting out of your career. Something that shows the passion for a particular sector. So then that CV, as I say, that CV is almost like the last part of creating your online profile. It's still a very, very key part of your online profile, because not only does it give you an opportunity to, as I say, showcase a little bit outside of the fields that we require on the platform, but it also can contain keywords that our system can scan and, you know, and include when recruiters are looking at candidates to shortlist for certain jobs. So, so there is, as I say, method to that madness of dedicating the time around that, creating an online profile that's going to stand out.
Now, can we talk about soft skills? What are some of the most important soft skills that you can tell us about when to put in our CVs?
Yeah, so soft skills are really dependent on the kind of job that you're applying for, the kind of sector that you're applying for. You know, the ones that are always really good, I mean, they're obviously skills that you should possess, not just put in the CV, but it's often, you know, often graduates forget to think about soft skills and think about the things that they've learned just through life experience, which become their soft skills. You know, communication skills are obviously very, very key. And we all have communication skills. You know, we all have relationships with our peers, our friends, our parents. So we have learned these communication skills and we've learned how to communicate. It's a very, very key soft skill that we could incorporate into our CV. I think conflict management is another one. Again, we, you know, being in a work environment, we are bound to have some sort of conflict or some sort of situation that we need to work through. So, and we all would have had some sort of conflict in our, you know, just in our daily lives that had to be managed in a certain way. So conflict management is another great skill. Project management, you know, we've all probably managed a project of some scale in our lives, whether it be, I don't know, thinking out the box now, renovating a bathroom or, you know, planning a birthday party. Those are project management skills that go into it. So, yeah, so don't forget about the soft skills. They can be so key in helping you differentiate, you know, from kind of a myriad of other applicants for the same position.
All right. Now, Michelle, we spoke to some students and they have questions that they sent through to for you, rather. So let's just take a listen to that.
Sure.
In terms of interviewing skills, I would genuinely like to know, like, what type of questions to expect for different positions. Because sometimes you prepare and you think, okay, they're probably going to ask me, like, a question about this, that, and the other. And then when you get there, they ask you, like, a completely different set of questions than that you had prepared for. I'd also like to know what the skills threshold would be, if I may put it like that, because in other instances, like, they ask for, like, experience and whatnot and whatnot, and then you put down your experience, and then they come back and they say, no, you're overqualified.
Mm-hmm. So what do you have to say when, like she mentioned that, sometimes she applies for jobs and then they say she's overskilled? Where does that overskilled, term even come from? Like, how do we then deal with a situation like that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think recruiters tend to make assumptions when it comes to being overqualified or overskilled, and often it would relate to sort of years of experience in a particular sector, and there may be assumptions that, you know, that implies that you are at a certain level or that you would be expecting a certain salary. So I think, you know, if you do get into those conversations with a recruiter around experience, try and have those conversations around, you know, other expectations of the role, of the level of the position, of the salary, so that it's very clear in that interview process or by the end of that interview that, you know, the experience or the length or breadth of experience in a particular sector shouldn't necessarily be a concern for the recruiter. It's more the value that that person can bring to the role. You know, the culture fit, as I mentioned in the previous question, the culture fit is so, so key to whether or not this can actually work between the job seeker and the recruiter. So on those sort of things, as opposed to, and try and overcome or you know, get through that conversation around over experience or over qualified in that interview process, so that it doesn't become something that, you know, that comes back later and is an issue.
Mm-hmm. Now we have one last question from one of the students from WITS.
Okay, tell us what they actually prefer in terms of the industry, in terms of interviews, because industries like advertising and stuff, I've realized that they wouldn't prefer you to look a little bit stiff for the interviews. So what would you prefer in terms of dress code, in terms of the interview as well, so that I must know that my level of comfortability in terms of the job?
Mm-hmm. So in terms of dress code, what tips would you have for someone who's walking into an interview? What should they wear and what shouldn't they wear?
Yeah, always a really good question. We tend to find that the ladies, you know, dress a little bit more inappropriately or don't necessarily err on the side of caution. So I think the, you know, the rule of thumb is always dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. So always kind of dress, you know, dress sort of one level up. Definitely subdued, classic, you know, even for guys, nothing casual. Rather, as I say, rather err on the side of caution and be subdued and classic. Wear comfortable shoes. Make sure that you're not wearing, you know, incredibly high heels that are going to make you feel uncomfortable and not, you know, not kind of, or kind of distract you from the actual interview process. But nothing, definitely no jeans, you know, no leggings for the ladies, no t-shirts for the guys, nothing too revealing, nothing too low cut, nothing too short if you're wearing, you know, a dress. Yeah, and I think in terms of, you know, practice, I think you need to be comfortable to be confident. Mm-hmm. And be careful of that line between confidence and arrogance. You know, you need to arrive there, a firm handshake, enough strong posture, be attentive in your body language, but also just be careful of not being too arrogant or too forward, or, you know, sometimes leaning in and having that attentive body language can come across as a bit intense or overwhelming. So yeah, I think what's key about dressing for the interviews, you need to have that one go-to power dress or power suit that you really feel like a complete ace in, mm-hmm. Because that's going to help you really relax and lean into that interview. And the interviewer wants to see some of your personality, you know. So mm-hmm. be professional, but also be honest, be professional, and be yourself.
Mm-hmm. And show your personality.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Personality is such a key part of culture fit. So, you know, and often it can be the difference between you and another candidate. You've got exactly the same, well, you know, similar qualifications, similar skills that you can bring to the job, but people will get a feel for the right candidate.
Mm-hmm. Now, Michelle, before I let you go, how can one get a hold of your organization?
So our online recruitment platform is obviously online, mm-hmm. www.careerjunction.co.za. So it's careerjunction, one word, .co.za. Yeah, and you can sign up and register for our platform there. We've got, if you scroll down into the footer, we've got a blog section, some really great content for job seekers in our blog, all about interviews. It'll answer, you know, these two questions that we've just looked at. That were asked by some of the students. So it does talk about, you know, how to dress correctly for interviews, how to prepare adequately for interviews. So we've got lots of content in our blog section. And mm-hmm. yeah, to go to that website, you can register and upload your CV and create your profile. And you can also get in touch with us if there's any other questions that you have. There are contact details at the bottom of that website.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Michelle, for your time. We really appreciate it. And do enjoy yeah. the rest of your evening.
Thanks for having me. You too. Thanks.
That was Michelle Dobson, who's the head of brands at global leading e-recruitment company Soan Group, which Career Junction falls under. And she was just shedding some light on how to be more comfortable, to be more confident, and how to share your personality when it comes to your the interviews that you have.